Case number 9645, Donna Corridori, south of Road 88, south of Overbrook Drive, being lot 66, section 1, within Overbrook Shores Development. A variance from the maximum allowable height requirement for a fence, and a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Name and address?
Donna Corridori, 30020 Overbrook Drive.
Bless you. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I could explain this a little better than the applicant, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'm the one that found the violation. She wasn't aware of it. It was the county's fault for this one, and I asked her just to make sure she was here today, if I could tell you a little bit the history of how it happened.
Okay.
She obtained two permits. One was for a pool and fence, and actually she has one now for a shed. Setbacks were incorrect. It's a through lot. She has an odd shaped lot. She actually would end up with three sides and two fronts.
Okay.
The fence, she has a requirement around a pool is four feet. She has a 4 foot fence around, but it's in that height of, you know, no more than 3.5 in the front yard, and it affects that front yard setback. Permit was issued only saying the one front, didn't indicate the back front. The pool was, it meets setbacks, but that one was issued wrong setbacks. There was a permit issue for the shed. Most of it is correct, but it does indicate rear yard, 5 feet, and they shouldn't even have had that on there, even though they have 30 from both fronts, but they also indicated she had a rear, and she does not have a rear yard.
No, through lot.
It's a through lot, and it's a very small portion of a through lot, but it makes it a through lot. And that's what made it an error. And she did not know it until I was closing out old permits.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have anything else to add to that, ma'am?
No, I called the builder, and he said that was the front, the Overbrook Drive, that was the one that they gave the address to. So that's all he did. Because I told him he built the house backwards.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. Shortman, Mr. Hudson, Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve case number 9645, as I believe it is unique. Mm-hmm. It's not created by the applicant or alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Wharton, that we approve case number 9645. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, ma'am.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Okay, we'll go to the